Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Gamers and watch lovers, stay frosty. We've got covert intel. Movement, the official timekeeper of the highly anticipated Call of Duty Black Ops 6, is releasing a special edition Black Ops 6 watch and accessory collaboration. Bring the aesthetics of the Black Ops 6 story straight to your wrist and wardrobe. It even arrives with custom packaging and a free gift. Shop the exclusive special edition collaboration at MVMT.com/BO6. That's MVMT.com/BO6.
Once again, your song of the day from 1989, Same Old Situation by Motley Crue. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Jake.
Heyman, if you're listening, that's high T.
Yeah, it was high Heyman, T. Absolutely Heyman, high T.
And that's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famers right there.
Is it?
Oh, absolutely. The Crue.
Who is it?
Motley Crue.
They'd better be.
Yeah, man, that's a theme, right?
It's a theme.
There's a theme there.
I started laughing.
There might be a theme on that song. There.
Jake, that's an incredible song. Steve, take it. Wow.
There might be a theme attached to that song.
Motley Crue. They found a groove, yeah, right, in the 80s. They did. It's just impossible to dislike the song. Like, you kind of want to. Like, you're above that. But no. I'm not above it. It's really good.
Well, when we talk about on the show a lot about what it'd be like to sit and watch them record a song, we mention all the time, I'd like to see this one.
Think about
it. I'd love to have been sitting there saying, hey, Motley Crue, you guys want to come in? What are you guys doing? We're going to do Same Situation. You guys want to watch
this? Let's do this.
Let's do this thing. Oh, I couldn't imagine in studio.
Oh, good God. No, they found a groove.
They did.
78555. 7.8555.
Yeah, I'm going higher. 844444.
Okay, now you got to predict Ben.
I think Ben felt some energy. I'm going to go with a 7224.
Nine. Oh, a 9 from Ben.
Ben. All right.
Same old situation. Yeah. He's a crew guy
He's
back
a crew
there.
Crew guy, yes.
I thought Ben was more dignified. Ben, I thought his dignified nature would...
Ben, stock up. Yeah, your stock just went up.
I thought his dignified nature would lead to a lower score. Yeah,
the Crue.
Was he headbanging over there? Yeah,
A little bit. Me and Sip were. Yeah, that was awesome.
some ratings before we get to Bill's thrills. Bill and Bennett, 9.75. Triple H's dad, a 7. Brett and Bertrand, just a 2.
Wow. Brett and Bertrand, okay. Is he always with us, Brett?
Yeah.
That seems like a new name.
Sounds new, yes.
Guilt Nerd says 2 and says, that stunk.
Really? What about Genghis Khan?
That'd be on YouTube. Hang on.
Okay.
Gavin and Pender, 9.5.
Thank you, Gavin, the
Sanderson
athletic one.
Sanderson says, you did it, Jake. Yeah. 12.
12. Sanderson, 12 with the hair.
Sandy.
Thank you.
Sandy.
Downtown Scott says, 2. The song sucks, and so does the situation.
Situation's tough, but I thought Jake rallied the situation.
He likes that theme.
Yes.
I like a theme. DeWitt Ron says, F, yeah, 10.
Yes.
Matt Hop, 8.4. Plainsman in Grant, Nebraska, says 6.7 on that one. And 6.6 from unnamed texture there. To YouTube real quick. Genghis is there. He says 8.0. Says you. Better times, by the way, on that one.
It was.
89.
Yeah.
Active Duty Huskers is 7. Chris P. and 8.9. Troy, 9.8. So high scores on YouTube today. Yes. Thank you to the Breakers.
Thank you.
It is time for a Monday edition of Football Facts Monday on Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It's a football facts Monday, Bill. What do you have for us today?
I got football.
Facts, Bill's Thrills. Come on.
So we have several things to hit on, and I'm going to keep it brief so we can keep moving along. In or out? In or out?
Okay.
Was your team in or out? Minnesota 24, Wisconsin 7. It was almost like Wisconsin was just like, can we do a running clock? Is there any chance we can just do a running clock? There was zero interest. Zero interest.
Minnesota looked pretty good.
And Wisconsin was like, when is this game over? Could we start it at 9? I mean, it looked
not
bad.
Good.
It looked
Fickle's
bad.
In a
pickle.
Right.
Yeah. It's a... And I tell you, they changed the rules, how you have to have they hand off the axe. It used to be it would be on the other team's sideline, and you would sprint right through their bench if the other team had it and you won it back. And it got ugly. It started to get to the point where we have to do this. They had to make a change of that. So they showed Wisconsin with the axe, and they had to take it out and walk it over to the goalpost, and that's where Minnesota came and got it at.
They do this thing where they cut down the goalpost.
The fake chopping of the goalpost. Yes.
Now that's one thing. 22. That's Wisconsin not going to the bowl for the first time in 22 years.
That's correct. Yeah, and it did. It looked bad. In or out? Utah, UCF, Utah 28. Central Florida 14. Next day, head coach, I'm going to Florida State.
To be the OC.
Which makes sense, because when you have generational money already put together, do you really want to deal with all the other stuff when all you want to do really is call plays?
Maybe Dana Holgerson's feeling that way.
The same thing. It's like there's so much stuff going on with it. So, but obviously, they looked like it. You're watching that game. I mean, Utah showed up. UCF at home wanted nothing to do with it.
Really?
Nothing to do with it. Not
so,
at all.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So I think that's win number what for Utah?
Oh, not enough. They only won five.
Five and seven.
Which tells you again, that shows your coaching staff how hot, because they should have flown to Florida and probably got beat by 20. It's like, we're going to Florida.
Held them together.
On a Friday, held them together, able to do that. Arizona State 49, U of A 7.
Never saw it
49-7. I thought it'd be a game. Most people did. New Heisel was like, U of A will win this game.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Yeah, because I've seen the craziness happen.
It was 35 zip at halftime.
It was over in the first quarter, and I felt bad for those kids. And
Scataboo had a big game.
He did.
And everything just went bad.
He's awesome.
Texas Tech 52, West Virginia 15. And then West Virginia was let go yesterday.
Neil Brown
out.
Out.
Six and six.
6-6, going to a bowl game. You know, it was tough. It's 4-6 game at that. But
what was the final? 52-14.
52-15. But the reason he was let go was if the last two games, they were both ugly. If that game would have finished 39-38 and they lose, and his team's playing really hard.
It might survive it,
but if not, it doesn't. Remarkable football. South Carolina 17, Clemson 14. Sellers at quarterback should be in the Heisman contention. He took over that game.
he
just said, real quick, you're not winning, Clemson. We'll win this game.
What's his first name?
Lenore Sellers. He is remarkable.
Is he that good?
He's that good because he can throw it. And some of the runs that he made, he just did it himself. It wasn't like make you miss. He ran through people. He was absolutely remarkable. And that was at Clemson. Jeez. So they beat. And South Carolina won't make the playoffs probably, but they should. For the three lost teams, they're the best team right now.
Sellers, the quarterback, 13 for 21 passing, 164, no touchdowns, a pick. But rushing, 16 carries, 166, and two touchdowns in the game.
He rushed, quarterback. He rushed for 166 yards.
10 a carry, yep.
Yeah.
Wow. It was the quarterback.
It's like Jamal Lord. They can throw.
It's wild. Marshall, 35. James Madison, JMU, 33. Two overtimes.
Ooh.
Incredible game. And Marshall won it on a two-point play that was the exact same play that Texas A&M threw against Auburn when the kid dropped it, the reverse pass. It was the exact same play, and they completed it.
Oh.
And that's how they won. It was remarkable at the end of the game. A couple of the Marshall players kind of started, it was at James Madison, were kind of starting to act up a little bit or being a little too zealous in the celebration, and their head coach lost it. He's like, no, we're not doing this. I mean,
the Marshall head coach.
He lost. He did a great job. NC State 35, UNC 30. Interesting game. Flag plant at the end. NC State. Max loses on his last game. You know, his post.
Mac Brown.
His press conference he was very upset.
Was he?
He said, he goes, yeah, they asked me to resign on Monday, and I said no. And they asked me to resign on. He goes, okay, then do it on Friday before the game. He goes, I'm not going to resign the day before a game. And I said, I'm not doing that. So then they had to fire him. And so he was just, how it was handled was just horrible.
Yikes. Ooh, that's that. I kind of admire. Now, Mac, again, generational money.
Yeah.
Can kind of go out on his own terms. I admire that, actually.
Yeah. He said,
no, I'm not resigning.
Yeah, I'm not resigning. Just go ahead.
I kind of admire that.
Yeah.
I ain't resigning.
Yeah.
Fire me.
But there were so many incredible games. But I like the in or out. I like seeing who got their team ready and who obviously didn't have their team ready. Because that's a culture from the inside.
Well, I'll tell you what. We can criticize. People have criticized PJ Fleck, but I don't. He's a coach. He's a real coach. I don't know if he's going to be there next year.
And I also thought, well, there's not many jobs open.
Well, that's true.
Where are you going? North Carolina. Right. Yeah, that's a good job.
Okay, so now what's open? Jake. Help.
Purdue is open. West Virginia is open. UCF is open.
North Carolina, yeah. UCF. Would PJ Fleck go to any of those? Would he go to West Virginia?
He would go to North Carolina.
Okay.
You wouldn't leave Minnesota because...
No, not for West Virginia.
Not for West Virginia. No chance. You're going to stay right there. Yes, Jake's chuckling.
I'm just surprised you didn't mention one of our favorite stat lines of the weekend. This is in the group chat. Indiana beats Purdue 66-0. The yardage in this game was 586-67. I repeat, 586-67. Indiana over Purdue 66-0.
They ran. They were up 38-0, ran a fake punt and went for like 40 yards. 40-yard run. It was like,
Google me.
Here's the thing, too. Like that, someone goes, I don't know if I had done. I'm like going, you know what? Have your team ready to play. It doesn't really bother me. But the one thing that the game I didn't mention for the full-on scrap after the game between coaches, between Loxley
and Franklin.
And Franklin, because they threw a touchdown pass on the
Penn State did.
As time expired, and Loxley lost it.
And yeah.
I need to see the replay of this.
Touchdown pass.
I saw it like five times. I'll tell you, if Loxley puts his hands on me like he put his hands on Franklin, I got a little problem. Like, don't keep your hands off me.
Oh, I didn't see he put hands on him?
Well, he like hugged him, but it was one of the, you know, it was one of those hugs, though. Yeah.
Aggressive hug.
Yeah. Like, I would have been like, hey, big boy, hands off here.
Big boy. What's he saying? Say it to him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want hands on.
And I know what you're going because you're a conventional coach and you're an old school guy. What I would tell Loxley is my guys are playing. Your guys are playing.
That doesn't bother me too much. I would say this. If they didn't take a knee and they ran the ball in, I have zero with it. The throw might be a little much because probably
I still don't have a problem.
But I'm not losing my no. In the end, I always say the same thing as on coach on defense. My job to stop them. It's not my job for them to not do anything.
You were an athlete. One of the worst feelings you can have as an athlete is if you know the other team is letting up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you're on the losing end and you know the team is letting up,
that's the worst
feeling in the world. I want the team to keep playing.
That happened in the end of the Baylor Kansas game.
Yeah,
the game was ugly. It was like 45.
Did Baylor let up?
Basically they just ran in split zone like 14 times in a row.
See, that would bother me as a Kansas defender.
They were just like, oh, we're just trying to end this thing.
I would be yelling at Baylor. Come on, play.
Yeah.
That is Bill's Thrills. When we come back, what is next for Nebraska? Season is over except for the bowl game. How do you assess what's happened through 12 games? It's next, an early break.
I'll assess it.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
This holiday season, recharge with the Planet Fitness Black Card for just $1 down and $24.99 a month. So instead of fighting a stranger in the mall over a stuffed T-Rex, bring a friend for free and work out on the TRX. Instead of freezing in line for a lame holiday deal, relax in the Black Card Spa with some hydro massage feels. Instead of being trapped at your in-laws, escape to any of our 2,600 Planet Fitness locations. Sign up today for the Planet Fitness Black Card. Just $1 down and $24.99 a month. Deal ends Friday, December 6th. See club for details.